It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin continues his series of conversations about the 2018 update of Lexington's five-year comprehensive plan. Today's guest, Lexington Vice Mayor Steve Kay.
The comprehensive plan focuses primarily on growth and development. Among stakeholders that we've spoken to, there's pretty consistent emphasis on infill and redevelopment. What are your thoughts on that?
I would agree with that. One of the things that I've done since I've been on council has been to chair the Infill and Redevelopment Committee, which has been looking at ways in which we can make infill and redevelopment more attractive. So it's harder to do redevelopment than taking a piece of land that's basically open and just putting up a bunch of houses or whatever. So infill has its complexities and difficulties. We've been working for a long time to make sure that the regulations, as much as possible, make infill as easy as possible to do. But in addition, in the last year, year and a half, we've begun to look also at the ways in which the emphasis on infill and redevelopment potentially has some negative consequences for low and minority income communities. Are we forcing out people from low-income housing? If so, is there a way that we can moderate that, counteract the market forces, which will always go in, and if there's money to be made, that's their job, they'll go in and make it.
Housing affordability seems to be a burning issue among a lot of people. There's a lot of concern that Lexington might go the way of a Boulder, Colorado, which has basically priced itself out of its own market. Do you see that potential here?
Well, that's a part of the reason that at Infill and Redevelopment we've been looking at the flip side of that coin. So it's a little bit technical, but the short story on affordable is that there's the general sense of what's affordable. And by a lot of standards, the housing generally in Lexington remains affordable relative to other communities like us. But there's also a very specific definition that HUD uses, the Housing Urban Development, that has to do with the ability of people who are making a certain level of income to actually afford housing. So affordable housing in the HUD sense means that you're not paying more than 30% of your income to actually provide housing. And we have a lot of people in Lexington who are well above that at this point, and that's a part of that issue.
Infill and redevelopment also implies greater density within a given area.
Yes.
Is Lexington ready for that?
Well, ready or not, here it comes. So, you know, in certain ways we are, and in certain ways we are not. But one of the truths about increased density is that it almost inevitably has what is either perceived or is real to be a negative impact on the people who are adjacent to that development. So if it means more height, it means you have less view. If it means more units, it means you've got more traffic. So we're in a situation where we need to do infill and redevelopment, I believe, and we need to be very serious about it. But it's really important that we educate the community that we're looking at the broader question. How do we accommodate the people who want to live here in a way that makes sense?
Steve Kay is Vice Mayor for the City of Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.